spring, so it should be a warm snow. Be nice.
Right.
Not happy snow. Well, what do we have? If you're like me and sit around wondering, what is Washington going to do with all their extra money? Got all this money laying around. There is a plan afoot from the United States Department of Agriculture where they're looking for women and Hispanics in particular who may have wanted to farm between 1981 and the year 2000. Maybe they tried to farm and were turned down for money from the USDA, or would have liked to, but they thought they might have been turned down by the USDA. And if you step forward as one of those individuals, you were in line for, I guess, up to $50,000 from the Department of Agriculture. Just their way of saying I'm sorry. This comes to me from a piece I saw from James Bovard. It was in the Wall Street Journal a couple days ago. Maybe just yesterday, I think it was. Mr. Bovard has an e-book memoir called Public Policy Hooligan. He likes to stir things up, in other words. And Jim Bovard, good to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. This plan has been in place, I guess, for some time because women's groups have been arguing that it was, I guess, the application process was too stringent at one point, correct?
Well, there's a lot of different complaints that I've had. What a lot of women's groups have complained about is that there were some women, female farmers, who got subsidized farm loans, which they failed to repay, and then they were upset the government would not give them another loan.
Well, we can't have that.
Well, that's the standard of discrimination which they're using. Many of the people are using, and the groups have been trying for years to get a class action case, but the judges would not recognize it because there was no clear bias against female borrowers. However, President Obama seems to think that President Obama has discovered that a constitutional right for every group to squander tax dollars while farming. And since most of the farm loans in the past went to white males, USDA is trying to atone by giving handouts to other groups who may not have even applied for a loan, but maybe thought about it.
Thought about it, but were afraid they might be turned down. How much acreage do you need to find? Who's a farmer?
Well, this is part of the farce in this entire thing, because USDA has used the definition of farmer as someone who sells $1,000 worth of agriculture products. So if someone sells a single horse or a cow or 150 bushels of wheat, then they're classified as if they're a full-time farmer. But in reality, unless you're selling at least $100,000 gross in agriculture products, there's no chance that you'll be able to cover your costs or make a living.
So if there's a woman out there who sold a horse for over $1,000 between 1981 and 2000, she could be in line for a $50,000 payout for discrimination?
Well, not only that, but the thing that happened in some of the earlier payouts with the Pickford settlements for black farmers, what the government did was lean over backwards to say that people who attempted to farm or who would have liked to farm but could not be given a loan to buy a farm were also victims of discrimination. So it's not necessary to have even been a farmer or to know a darn thing about farming, but, simply because you had that aspiration, you're a victim and you're entitled to compensation from other Americans.
Did you have to show that you tried to buy a farm or that you had some land and you tried to get the loan to plant or whatever the case may be?
Well, there was a lot of controversy on that in the Pickford settlements, and basically what the government did is use a very low standard of evidence and basically do almost no verification of the claims of many of the applicants on that. Women's groups are upset because USDA thus far is seeming to be asking for more evidence from women, such as asking what year was it that you applied for a government loan before the women get the handout. However, the agriculture secretary has already said that they're going to give out at least $1.3 billion to women Hispanics. And how it's possible to have that number in mind before you see what the evidence is, I don't know. But it made for a press release that this was an announcement that he made late September. It was just maybe 6-7 weeks before the election. Not that that was any influence.
No. Of course not. Well, at the time with the payout to black farmers, 90,000 applied or 90,000 filed claims based on discrimination, when evidence shows at the time there were only 33,000 black farmers.
Right, and this is based on that sell a horse, be a farmer definition, and this is a complete absurdity.
So you're saying the 33,000 was based on that definition?
Correct. So the 33,000 number was basically inflated by probably at least two or three fold. So as far as the number of farmers who are, you know, bona fide full-time farmers trying to make a living, you know, the fact is most farmers in this country are part-time farmers. They're hobby farmers. There's a lot of tax farmers. Nothing wrong with that, but it's unfortunate when folks who, you know, sell a single horse then claim to be discrimination victims because they were not giving a given a subsidized loan to buy a farm.
Well, in that case, of the 90,000 who filed claims, did they all get money? Do you know what percentage of them got money?
I don't know the exact percentage. I think it was most, but there's still some stuff going back and forth on that. There were a fair number of the claims that were turned down. There have been quite a few scandals as far as allegations about lawyers encouraging folks to file claims that were of dubious merit.
Is there evidence that USDA discriminated against either women farmers or Hispanic farmers between 1981 and 2000?
Well, I'm sure that there were individual cases where some women applicants and some Hispanic applicants were treated worse than some white male applicants. But as far as systemic organized bias, there's nothing to compare it with what some of the farmer-run local committees did towards blacks in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Especially in the South, there was a huge amount of bias towards black farmers. And, for instance, with the tobacco quotas and the peanut quotas, those were divvied out by the local committees. Blacks were treated very badly in that. However, that was not the issue for the settlements that the USDA made in the Pigford cases to black black victims of USDA discrimination.
I mean, I would think 1981 to 2000, I lived through it. USDA, I mean, how's that? If you're applying for the loan, is it something you do locally where somebody might know you and discriminate against you? I'm just picturing you know, bureaucracy in D.C. where the applications come through, you look at the creditworthiness, and it's yes or no, and send it on. Why in Washington would someone say, nah, that's a woman's name, we're not going to give her any money? I mean, I would think at USDA, lots of women work there, Hispanics work there, blacks, whites work there. Correct?
I think a lot of these cases were decided at a local or state level, but for years, female lawyers for female farmers have been trying to argue there was systemic bias, and they have not been able to convince a federal judge of that case. And even though they lost in federal court, the Obama administration has chosen to pass out money to these groups. It's almost like the USDA is supposed to operate like the Arts Endowment and give everybody a tractor so that they can fulfill and express themselves.
with regard to women who were farmers who took loans and did not pay the loan back, what penalty is incurred? Now, again, under this settlement, if they applied again and were turned down, that's discrimination. Do they face any ramifications for having not paid back the first loan?
There were some of them who lost their farms. Some of them didn't, but there were huge numbers of white male farmers who also lost their farms. And part of the whole paradox of these settlements is that it fails to recognize the USDA's record in giving out subsidized farm loans. Many of these applicants who were denied should have gotten down on their knees and thanked God for it, because the government's own studies show that a huge number of farm bankruptcies resulted because the government gave farmers too many subsidized loans.
What about Asian farmers? They don't seem to have a stake in any of this. Do we lack many Asian farmers? Or were Asian farmers not discriminated against? Or what might have happened there?
Well, it might be that they're next on the payout list. I don't know. I mean, because there's a snowball effect for these payouts, because as soon as government certifies one group, then other groups come along. And a part of what's happened with this settlement is that the women's groups are very upset that the Obama administration, USDA, is asking for a higher evidence standard to pay out claims to women and Hispanics than were used to pay out to blacks. But for all these settlements, it's a very, very low standard of evidence compared to what you would need in federal court to prove that you were a victim of bias.
So the status of this today is what? This goes forward, the payouts could happen in a matter of months, next year?
It's hard to know how fast the USDA would handle the claims, and it might be that there'd just be an automatic rubber stamping of claims. Perhaps not. I mean, something which would help here is if more people and some congressmen started turning up the heat on USDA and saying, you know, saying that it's wrong to pass out taxpayers' dollars unless there's overwhelming evidence of government wrongdoing. Because what's happening here is that you have groups of people who claim they're entitled to their fellow Americans' paychecks, which simply because the government did not give them a subsidized loan, which might have destroyed them anyhow. And there's you know, there's a moral righteousness here, but it completely ignores this is not money coming out of some, you know, pie in the sky in heaven. This is coming out of the paychecks of their next door neighbors and of other people who did work and did not and paid back their loans, their mortgages, whatever. But you've got a lot of people who defaulted on government loans who are claiming to be victims.
Yeah, but it's easy to just put that little piece of morality in a drawer somewhere and tell yourself, look, it's $1.2 million. Someone's going to get it. It might as well be me, which is how they look at it.
Yeah, it's $1.3 billion. And it's unfortunate. Well, it's unfortunate that more Americans don't recognize that, well, it sounds good. Well, no, it doesn't. I mean, especially with the women's claim, because you have these women who are claiming to be victims because because government would not give them another loan or would not give them a first loan, but the money for that settlement is coming from other women who are working and are struggling to pay their bills, and all of a sudden the paychecks for those women are going to be mulcted to give this unjustified payout to others.
So if I grew tomatoes in my backyard and sold $1,000 worth, could I get in line for an agricultural write-off?
You know, there are so many tax benefits for farming in the tax code. I mean, farmers have done very, very well in the tax code. So
maybe,
but I mean, it's not even necessary for a claim like this to show that you were actually a farmer. That's part of the paradox here, and that's why they're saying over $1 billion in payouts, because it is not limited to the actual people who may have been clearly injured.
Okay. Well, listen, Jim Bovar, we got to run, but your new e-book, Public Policy Hooligan, we can get that where?
Amazon. Kindle, and it should be good for at least 3 laughs.
All right, good enough. I appreciate your time here today. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks so much.
You betcha. Take care. It's WGN.